here in this one verse, God answers that question. Why do you exist? Why do I exist? For Jesus. You exist for him. And he created us so that we can share in that relationship. That is why you and I are breathing this morning, because God created you for a purpose. And that purpose is to be with him, to know him. And everything in your life and my life, he orchestrated so that you would come to know him. The parents that you were born from, the living situation that you grew up in, the absence of your parents or the presence of them in your childhood. All those things God allowed and orchestrated, whether we define it as good or bad, but it was for the purpose of you coming to know him. And when you come to know him personally, that deep craving in your heart that asks the question, what am I doing here, is answered. Because he values me, because he created me, because he wants to be in relationship with me. That fills me in a way that no one else can. And so now my relationships become about service and not about being a receiver. And that's the way God created us to operate in our families, at work, in our schools, that we would enter these circumstances as servants because we've already been fed by God. It's a freeing thing to know that you don't need someone else's value to feel good about yourself. God has created us to be with him. So in Jesus is the real, vibrant, spiritual life. In other words, that if I don't have Jesus, then I am walking around spiritually dead. Do you feel like the walking dead? That you're going through life, you're going through the motions of life, doing all the different things that you have to accomplish in life, but inside you're dead. There is no joy and no satisfaction, but gloom and doom. Here it is in verse 4. Jesus says, in him, in Jesus, you can have that life. How? Receiving him. It's not something that's earned. It's not something you can buy. It's simply coming saying, you're worthy of my life, of my heart. I want you to give me the life that is truly life.